Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches keep romance in their lives. This conversation is for people who are in a relationship and people who aren't. That may be surprising to you, but let's start off with the first insight. Get clear on your definition of romance. Now, romance is defined as a feeling of excitement and mystery associated with love. Now, if you're in a long-term relationship, you may find that there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of mystery there. What we learn from the gods is that there are seasons, and they change. And human beings go through seasons too. And if you leave space, you'll probably find that your partner goes through different seasons and changes. Another way to bring mystery to your daily life is to pick small things that will be new and can surprise you and your partner. For example, my sweetheart and I went and walked around Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. We went into a number of art galleries and looked at the art. The mystery was we didn't know what we were going to see until we walked through the gallery. This leads us to our second insight. Bring in small bits of novelty. In some definitions of romance, there's an emphasis on novelty. Novelty doesn't have to be something big, it can be something small. A usual thing that's mentioned is simply drive another way to work. When you do this, you may see new restaurants that you haven't seen before, or art galleries, or a park where you and your partner could go. You might say that the opponent of romance is doing the same thing every day. That's why we need to bring in small bits of novelty into our relationships, and in particular, for a romantic relationship. Here's an example. Every day, my sweetheart gives me a 5-minute back massage. And for an extra bit of novelty, I've asked him to now scratch my back. I was surprised at how good that feels. Again, bringing romance in with a little bit of novelty really goes a long way. And now our third insight. Ask the goddess for inspiration. The gods want us to be happy, and they want us to be able to have a relationship. You could ask, for example, Venus, the goddess of love, for inspiration on things that you can do with your partner. For those of us who are not in a couple at this time, you can still bring romance into your life. Once again, it's about a little bit of novelty. Let's go back to our definition of romance. A feeling of excitement and mystery associated with love. So as you can see, the definition is about mystery associated with love. You could take a cooking class or another type of class as a type of novelty and mystery. You don't know who you're going to meet, and you don't know when that will be, and you don't know how much you're going to enjoy the experience. Many people talk about how you find a partner when you're not looking so hard. So the idea is to make sure that your life has novelty and mystery. I think an important point is that mystery does not have to be a big thing. If you go into a neighboring town that you've not been in before, that's a mystery to you. You can even find groups online that you can go to. For example, Meetup, and go to a walking group and maybe walk in nature. You may find people who have the same ideals that you do. And now I'll summarize. The first insight was get clear on your definition of romance. The second insight was bring in small bits of novelty. And number 3, ask the goddess for inspiration. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.